because now the Labour Department wants to get involved.
Okay.
And sound now, like a matter was there on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we need programs from the department now.
Mm-hmm.
And the department must give something so that these programs must move, like the trainings of the masters. Then they must not pay.
Mm-hmm.
They must be trained. Like some employers, they ask that if we have the domestic worker who can drive, you know, then we don't have. Then if the department can give us that opportunity to give us at least one car,
yeah,
so that we can go train the domestic workers,
mm-hmm,
the driving. Yeah. At least if we've got six, then we serve.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
I learned to drive, but I can drive, but I can drive. I drive this car.
Mm.
When we got to the station, he said, now go forward. I said, what do you want me to do? Of course, he wanted to tell me, go forward backwards. I said, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I want you to park. So I said, okay, I'll park.
Yeah.
And I just go backwards and I put back nicely.
Okay.
Once. And he said, you drive. You're a good driver. Why don't you pass up and go get your license?
Mm.
I should have done it that time, then I would have tried to.
Can you drive?
Yes, I can, but I don't have a license. That's the problem.
That's a problem.
You know, I was working for another company before I became a domestic worker.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that I was working with, they were men, and they were so rough to me. So this one taught me how to drive. And then he said, can't sit here, and then you must do it like this. One!
Because I watch all the time how people drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did it. I just drove. Nobody taught me.
You do sometimes do things slowly. Then you see, I can press here. But I want the neutral. I mean the neutral. Automatic,
yeah. I learned to drive an automatic.
That's why I could just drive because I learned on it. The old ones are not difficult.
No.
You just put your foot on the pedal
and then you drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good. If I just put it into drive, and then it goes for you want to reverse, then you put it in power.
Because the other one is very difficult. The manual, I like.
But I learned to drive the other one also.
You must go with the other
one. And Myrtle, she's going to Hong Kong?
Yeah, she's
going
to Hong Kong. Yeah.
For us?
meeting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yesterday's here.
Hmm. You know, today definitely she's at work. She's working very hard. You know, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's working very hard.
She always works hard.
Mm.
We all work hard.
Everybody is working very
hard. I'm working in double quarters and I only have half a day.
Half a day?
You must clear
I
all that and finish.
Yeah.
All the downstairs. And,
and you know, a house but always spiders. You wipe it today, tomorrow it's better.
Yeah.
Are you a spider bit? I said, yeah. I said, you know what? That's what I clean it today. Yeah, in front of you. Tomorrow it will be there again.
That's true.
Then she's strong.
And the
spiders. And she still expect me to clean windows also. I think that's too much. Then I can't work half a day.
Yeah. That's just right.
You must ask them to give you full time.
You just need to pay.
Oh.
So she expects you to do all that work in half a day? No.
You can't. And
it's impossible?
There's a lot of windows, and you know the windows aren't comfortable to wash. You can wash the one inside and upstairs, you can wash inside, not outside.
Mm. Not outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's useless. But I don't think, I think the domestic workers must fight for this.
And I
they are not supposed to clean the windows.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I talk
it's
about.
It's another
day,
company's duty.
Jobs, yeah.
Mm.
You know, I went to Australia twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worked for people and they let me come twice.
Okay.
Wow.
And there she said, no, you mustn't clean the windows, Christine.
No.
Clean the windows, that's for the gardener.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they can hire a company to clean the windows. Yeah.
No, it's a gardener's work to clean the windows. It's for the gardener. It's open.
Mm-hmm.
Girls don't clean windows, they only clean the house.
It's very good.
So I was talking about that to her, and she said, yes, it will still come. I said, when?
When?
Because you said this is the head office of the...
Mm,
so
then
why
it's where we can lay
clay.
And
she said, that's nice.
Mm.
It's not tired.
It's not. Oh, she's tired to fight all the time. My daughter is very tired. You see, I'm tired of fighting all the time. All the time, you know. I'm fighting these people. But they don't. They promise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you going back home?
I go home on Friday.
Okay.
So I'm here on Friday just.
Okay.
So I have a few meetings. On
okay.
the 4th.
Okay, which is Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
Okay.
Nothing on Friday. I'm trying to see, there's a company in here, Housing Assembly. They're housed in
yes,
here.
Housing Assembly,
yeah.
They are
maybe trying to see somebody in there.
Okay.
Maybe. Mm. And that's it, I'm on my own.
And also, you don't go for LRS?
No.
Oh.
Who's that?
Let's see. You know Salim?
No.
No. Oh, no, you didn't meet with him. There's another company here, which is LRS. And another one is IFUA. I wonder if they are there. I can introduce you to them. And also, we formed a choir. International now.
Yay! I love your singing.
Is it?
I love your singing.
So now we are doing the practice.
you know those American when there was elections in America,
mm-hmm.
and then women were against this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was part of one of those.
Yeah.
Marches back home.
So they sing a song, and that says, "I can't keep quiet."
Mm-hmm.
So we, here in the Western Cape, we also joined them, and we just like then we are singing with them.
Yay. You know, I left here singing the song that you sang, Mama. Was it good too? Yes, it was stuck in my head. For months. Yep. Great singers.
Then you kept it.
I kept singing, and I taught my girl.
Okay.
I taught my baby the same song.
So
we both sing it.
So yes, then it's really nice. We are doing it here in the Cape.
Good.
We are doing it.
These are great singers.
And also another thing that we are doing now, it's the study circles.
Study circles? Okay.
Some are organizing the migrant workers.
Mm-hmm.
And others, they do finance.
Okay.
And what else? We are busy now preparing to do the organization as an association.
Hello.
So, but you know, it's not easy to form an organization,
mm-hmm.
or an association.
Yeah.
You have to be sure what you want to do.
Yeah.
Then, so last week, we had a workshop. No, last week Sunday. We had a workshop of how are we going to start this association. We must have a committee. And the constitution. We have to make sure that the study circles are growing. You know, how do we do the study circles? 5 to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
They do whatever they want to do.
Okay.
That is coming from them. Nobody is saying we must do this.
Mm-hmm.
You must do this. It must come from you, and you implement it. You decide how are you going to do it, and then you do it. Those who understand what they are doing it, they must organize other ones also, so that there's that chain of education.
It's passed on, yeah. Yep.
So
good work.
That and we are looking forward for this organization
to grow
big.
Yeah.
But there's a challenge now because there's this federation that is new.
Okay.
This Vavi, you know Vavi?
No.
You don't know. You know, COSATU is split.
Oh, yes, I think that in the news, yes.
So now,
yes.
There's this federation that
mm-hmm.
is new. So now, they are also organizing the domestic worker. You know, new broom sweeps clean.
Everybody.
For a while.
Yes.
And then it breaks.
Not everybody will break.
Because they think it's better.
Metal told me that they already called her and tell her about this organization. Is that Sasao Kanye? It's Sasao. That one is Sasao. There's no D in between. So they get confused. And they are paying their subs monthly, which is 25 rands monthly. I don't think it will grow big because it is not easy for them to pay 70 rand a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So it will be difficult, but
they don't want to pay 70 rand, so how can they pay
25 rand a month? That's our question. But this metal said, they said there is a funeral cover there from that.
Okay.
You see?
I got my funeral cover. I will never die.
He's here forever.
So, hello. I'm okay, thanks. And you? I've got visitors here. I'm doing so many things. And what are you doing? Okay, Nene, you are alone. Are they back? Oh, they're coming today. Yesterday, my dear, I was in Stellenbosch. Yes. So I was enjoying May Day there. Yes. But I'm not in Thursday. I'm going to be in Sepoy. And Gloria will be here. Yeah. Yes. Is it? Oh. Ooh. Yeah.
Do you work today, Christine? You working today? No? Off today?
Yeah.
Off day.
You're off day.
So I was since Friday.
Have you been working for the same employer? How long have you been working for
this? How can that be?
Long time. How much longer will you have to work?
Until
you get a house. Do you live there?
I'm very busy.
Okay.
Oh no. She's supposed to pay you after 8 hours. She must pay you.
Do you have family? Yeah?
I never stay with them. I was
wow.
Just family, but I want
stay with them, yep.
Just fighting all the time.
Sons and daughters?
Huh?
Sons and
okay,
daughters?
Okay, she always grab and see what is in the... Rachel, you've been there for a long time. Yes, that's right. They should have trusted you from a long time.
They own their own houses, their own cars, everything.
Everything. No. It's something that they are doing. They want to trap you. If you are going to take this thing and keep it for yourself. But she just want to trap you.
Kristen, are you from Cape Town?
No.
No?
She's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Beautiful.
Yeah, so that you
how
can see that you can't, you don't steal, you just leave everything.
Six hours drive.
to come and see what is happening. No, I'll come on. Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye. Phew. That is Rachel. She says the employer left her earrings in her room. Yet, she's 22 years. She's working 22 years there. Now she's doing all the traps so that she can take this things and she can fire her. I say to her, just leave them there. And let her come and see what is happening there. Come and show her that here are your earrings. Why are they here? She just take the earrings and put the earrings in her room. If she's here in the meeting, sometimes she goes in Rachel's room and check what is there.
Mine be dead once.
Is it?
Now there's things was missing.
Yeah, I remember when you said so.
So I tell her everything that is missing at me. Oh shame. I just look at that. But I know myself. I wait until I take all my things out, and then I will tell her. First, she said I must leave my keys there, and I forgot.
You always leave the keys.
No, only
that one.
My things there. I forgot to take that skeleton out.
The employers there. So cruel, because you can't work for somebody for 22 years, yet you are not trustworthy.
22 years.
I babysit for another man. He has 3 children, but they had 2 when I started
babysitting them.
I was babysitting, and I was almost every night babysitting for him. And sometimes in the afternoon also. Sometimes I must go take the child from the school. But
yeah.
The child is there, the child sleep. And I must go and take the child from there. Yeah.
Sure.
I must go
and
fetch
the child. And where from the is the woman?
So their child became 13. And then she had a bat mitzvah there, the Jewish people. I was sleeping in that people's house. I was doing
everything.
Staying there. When they go on holiday, I stay there. And sometimes the parents go away and I stay with the children.
Yeah.
At night. They never said, where is this thing or where is that one?
No.
They never missed anything. They trust me.
Yeah.
Now, see. He also trusted me before, but now I don't know what is going on. Since that foreigners come to work there in the garden, now there's always things missing. I said, well, look for your things. And then I look for the things and I found them. Then I say, I don't say tell her where it is. I just leave it there. Because she knows where it is.
Yes,
so we put it there.
Yeah.
hospital and they just keep quiet.
Yeah.
But I told them about my things that is missing because she tells me about
things that are missing. Yeah. Just right.
Sure. You know, sometimes workers, they want an attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have another plan. She she's so quick when they fight. Yeah, I'm going. No, she said. On Friday, she told me, Christine, what are you doing today? I'm coming to work. I'm doing nothing. So I had my shower and I got into bed.
Mm-hmm.
After a few minutes, she phoned me. Can you come for supper to me? I've cooked food and now the other girl, woman isn't coming, so where are you coming?
Mm.
I said, okay. I got up, I got dressed and I went there. Now she, I hear the story. I said, but why can't you keep quiet sometimes?
Mm.
Why must you also bluff the white room? You know we are in wonderful these rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep quiet sometimes.
Yeah.
If you don't have a place, you have to keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't know, but she makes me so angry. I said, if she makes you angry, you keep your mouth shut. Because that's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if she says something to me, then I say, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go on.
Yeah.
I keep calm.
Yeah. For an easy life.
Sure. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Until one day I have a room and I say, I'll fuck you, Joe.
Yes.
She's working job is on my mind for 16 years to pay me.
You also been long there.
Yeah.
16 years.
But now she's a bit quiet.
Mm.
But now the jar was there one day. And now she said to me, you don't have to clean the cupboards up.
Mm.
I said, oh, okay. Then I go clean the cupboards up. Because I know she wants the jar now.
Yes,
to come. And another girl said to me, Christine, I see that woman come to your place.
Mm.
What does she do? I said, she let the woman come quietly when I'm not there. And she don't even tell me the woman was there, but I see the woman was there.
Mm.
So that girl is also from Zimbabwe.
Oh,
she said, that is the scale.
She's working for one day.
The people's things.
You know what a story...
She come only for a few hours.
I had a story from... another child girl in Seaport. She said she was working for 3 days for this employer. And then the employer decided to get another person, the second person, for these 2 days.
Okay.
So it becomes 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's there working for her. Then she employed this woman. For the first month, second month, third month, she came and there was nobody there at home, in the employer's home. She called her friends. The truck came just in front of their house. They pack everything that is
due this one.
Yes.
Good for her.
She packed everything and then after that she closed the door and left the key on front, just on the floor, not putting the key somewhere so that it must be seen. She just dropped it and let the employer come in. She comes in, everything was gone. Where does this woman stay? She does not know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They
where
do that.
Because these foreigners, they stay here and at night they move out.
Uh-huh.
Stay waiting. You don't know where they are.
Uh-huh.
Now they gave you that address, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And they're so funny, they don't ask the people where they stay.
Uh-huh.
But we must give all the details, where's your ID, all
the details. Your child, who's the next of kin, all those things.
Crap. I said,
but to them, they don't do that.
That's why one woman asked me, where have you got the records? I said, my face is my records. And my hands. I never look for a job with a records. I tell them my face and my hands is my records.
Uh-huh. When you started, then she will see.
Yeah. But I will always go to job easily.
Easily. Mm.
Because this woman who went to Australia, she looked for this job.
She found the job for you.
They're moving away and she didn't want to meet. She knows I have the only place to stay, so it's for a little. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That's and then from here, where are you going to?
This afternoon, I go to Rowland Street in the Funu Kwazi.
Okay.
So I'm there this afternoon, yeah.
Okay.
So while I'm here, I'm going to take some pictures. Is that okay?
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah? It's okay. I'm just so happy to see you.
I missed you so much. You know, you people, you come here and then we get fire, we get on fire, and then you leave.
I know. I want to live here. I want to move.
Is it?
I really want to relocate to South Africa.
Okay.
Would you have me here?
Yeah.
Could I come live here?
Yeah. I have a house. I will even give you a
room. Oh, thank you. Yeah, look at that, Misty.
Yo.
I would be a great roommate. But I come with an 8-year-old. Is that okay?
That's fine.
I love children. Bring my baby girl.
Oh, you know. How old is she now?
She's 8.
Is it?
She's 8, yes.
Yo. I see, man. I think South Africa is very nice. It's a very nice country.
I feel at home here for some reason.
Is it?
Unbearable.
Yes,
they
do.
We can't even go out at night. Because they rob us and they rape the people. Anything, the people don't always talk about the rape and things. They hide it because they're ashamed of themselves.
And it's
and
very
now they
nice.
Get robbed. I stay in my room. If friends like that one called me on Friday and said, are you going to bring me to my house?
No, don't walk. No.
Because the taxis don't want to go up there.
Okay.
You are there on top? Yeah, Christine, when we meet then by ShopRite, you are coming.
No.
I wonder why. Because it's far.
No, it's out of the way.
It's
out of the way.
Mm.
And you know, I can't walk up and down, up anymore because of my legs.
Oh yeah. Then you have to go slowly. Sure.
Or take a private taxi.
Which is 30 rands.
Sure. Expensive.
And it's not that far for 30
right, yeah.
But because it's a private. Sure.
Do you stay far from here?
Yeah, she's in Sea Point.
Sea Point, okay.
Do you know Sea Point? Did you ever go there?
I don't think so.
This was the other side of Cape Town.
Oh, right, okay.
Green Point and then you get
Sea Point.
Yeah, it's by the beach.
By the beach. Yeah,
it's a lucky place.
Yeah, we never go to the beach. The people come from where go to the beach.
We don't go.
You don't go there. You just go there.
The sea, the you know when you work at the
you see it every day.
You don't care.
You know,
and it's so hot in summer. By the time you get there, all the places
they are taken. You know, my mother was working in Sonicas in Kempsbeek. You know that flat, big flat. Ooh, it was like we grew up. I think we stayed there for 7 years. My mother was working there for 7 years. We go to school, come back, go to school. They're just like the white children. Go to the beach at night.
I know my family.
Just like.
Mother's mother is a white woman.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have a feeling no white.
No, no. I know. Yeah.
Because they abused us.
Yeah. And besides, I just don't. I grew up with my mother's parents.
Okay.
And we loved them very much because my mother would go anywhere and we stay with my granny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we used to them.
Yep.
But my father's father, we were never so close to them.
No.
But they stayed far.
I'm the same. I'm close to my mummy's mummy. I'm close to my granny.
Is it?
She's my best friend.
Oh,
I stay with her all the time.
Yeah.
She's 81.
Yo.
I love her a lot.
How old is she?
81.
Yo.
81.
But she's still okay.
She's still okay. Yeah. She's still here.
Oh.
I call her every day. I see her as much as possible.
As much as possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, we did.
Yes.
Yep, I love her a lot.
My sister of mine died last phone day every day.
Yep, what's up? Yep. Well, thank you for letting me come see you guys today. I know you're busy, I'll not keep you back.
No. At least I did something. And welcome the visitor.
Indeed you did. You welcomed the visitor.
It was a very good day.
It was a great day.
Yes. A great day for me. Yeah, you're a very great day.